Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Life with Whitney. So today I wanted to share with you a topic that is especially foreign to my heart, and mostly because I believe that the Holy Spirit has so much to teach me about this topic, and it is named Accepting Your Assignment. Now, this is a topic that I believe the Holy Spirit has so much to teach me on. And considering that these exact words are an extract from my favorite book of all time, The Requiring Book, What on Earth Am I Here For? It is so crazy that I went through this book a couple of times now, and I read it. I was certain that I was ready to accept assignments, but no, honestly, I wasn't. And you know, I think for this topic to make sense, for me to actually ease into it properly, I need to explain to a little bit and give a testimony of what has happened, at least in the past week. So last week, I got put in a position, leadership position within the church. Since the time that I got back to the country, I think I came back around November, or end of October, to be precise. I have been going to church, yes, but I was not actively in an active role within the church. And before that, that was the COVID era. And prior to that, I was in school. I really, like, generally just within the church, I had been involved within the church. I think the time that I was in Cape Town, I was before COVID, but after that it kind of died down a little bit because people were not gathering and everything. And so whilst here, this was my first time being appointed into any role within the church, let alone this was a leadership position. When that happened, I was freakishly calm. I told myself that, you know what, it's God's divine plan. I went to bed that night. I woke up in the morning. Oh, it was an all-night prayer. I didn't exactly go to bed. The next day, that night, I didn't go to sleep. I failed to go to sleep because I was so stressed. First, I had to connect to a whole bunch of people, new people. Secondly, I was taking on this role, which, being the ambivalent, I say this loosely because when I got appointed to this role, I thought to myself, I'm an extreme introvert. What am I going to do with this position? And so, being what I am, you know, I thought to myself, there's no way I'm going to survive this position. This is way too big. This is a huge ask. God, why? Right? And so it was around that time, I think a day after the appointment, that I thought to myself, this is part of a test. I think God just wants to, you know, conscientize me, or, you know, open me up to accepting such roles within the future. And also, you know, like, just allow me to get a pick into like matters within the church and duties that I should help taking care of, or that I should, you know, assist in within the church. Not necessarily take on the post, of course. I mean, God will never do that to me. Not to this introvert, that's what I thought. But fast forward to 3-4 days later, I was prepared to step down. I approached a couple of my pastors, but they started telling me things that I had prayed for. So on the Sunday, after complaining, after denying the post to people openly, on Sunday morning, I think around 12, I was feeling sleep for like 3 days straight. at least sleep properly. I'll sleep for a couple of hours and I'll wake up. I'll be so in my head that it was just getting too much. 3 days later, I think 3 or 4 days later, it was on a Sunday morning around past 12 to 1 during the night. I prayed to God. I told God that, God, you have to give me a sign that this is what you want for me, that I'm actually growing from this and that you have an ultimate plan. Yo, I gave God like a whole firm ultimatum. I was like, I will step down. You know that I can and that I will. Even if it means that I have to, you know, step away or stop going to church for a little bit, just for them to like get over the fact that I'm stepping down by force. But I will step down if you do not give me a sign that, you know, I need to be in this position or in this place, right? And so I asked for a sign, right? I was like, 12 hours, God. By the time I leave church, I should know that this is your plan, not my plan. That this is your making, not some other person's making, that, you know, I just need to be in a place in or in a space of power, or not necessarily power, but in a space of, you know, leadership, just for the facts of it, or just because I demand a certain quality of of precision when it comes to certain things within the church. Which I am exactly that person. I mean, I just am, right? But I wanted, you know, God to tell me himself that, you know what? This is me doing it and just do it with me. You know, that's what I wanted. I wanted a firm yes from God for doing this, excuse me. So I went about my day. I actually woke up late that day. I was like, yo, I'm going to quit this position, so I might as well start slacking already. You know, there's a funny thing about being in the bench, you know, just not doing anything within the church. You get so comfortable. You're just so eased. And you just don't have that much to, like, worry you or to, like, put across to people. You just are. You know, and walking out, going to church that day, I thought to myself, you know what, this is so amazing. I'm really, really loving this chilled and laid back. God, thank you though for, you know, showing me and telling me that there are duties that I could take up within the church, but this one is a bit much. But thank you though. Or, you know, this rough wake-up call. I definitely needed it, but I'm obviously not going to take it because you're obviously not going to say none. But this is me thinking it after I had made this special prayer during the night. And so I went about my day. I'm awfully chatty sometimes. So I was, you know, chatting away, do my thing, not with the fact that I was taking up this position in, you know, but just because this is who I am naturally, right? And so fast forward to a bit later, I had a chat with this lady, right? And as we were talking, she opened up to me a little bit and she allowed me to get a glimpse of her life. And in that short space of time, I got to realize that I could help, but I wanted to direct her to somebody else. But I was the only one that had the contact to that person. Not because I'm special or anything, but I was in a unique position as a person within this leadership role to connect her to the person that she needed to be connected to get proper help. And so it was in that moment where I realized that, damn, it was literally minutes before the 12-hour peg that I set for God. And God had showed me that I could do so much good. I could do something, at least not even for like 20 people, but just for one person. I could do something for one person, one good thing that could change her attitude, that could change her mood, that could change her approach to life, that could change some aspect of her life for the better. And that in that moment, that's when I said, my soul, my whole being said yes to the assignment. That's when I accepted the assignment. And so really that was a little bit mind-blowing, because I was like, really, God, really? And of course it was part of me was or regretted giving God an ultimatum, because it definitely came through. But I am happy to have accepted the assignment, because, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, having that confirmation that God has put you in a certain position for certain things. And, you know, the devil is quite tricky. He can put you, he can, you know, blank out everything that you've heard. I've read this book, right, about purpose and assignment and, you know, serving God so many times. I'm sure I've mentioned it like a bunch of more times within like my talks or within, you know, just general conversation. But I totally blanked out on that, and I was so adamant on quitting that post that, you know, I said the wrong things. I think you picked it out when I was like giving this testament, that I said the wrong things. I gave God ultimatums. I got to be in like a really terrible place where I was ready to like quit the church. And that's just last week that all these feelings were going about within me. And so, as regrettable as that is, I feel like that is and was part of my journey. Still is, though. It is part of my journey. And it was some sort of like a wake-up call, which allowed me or conscientized me to certain aspects of myself that I still have to work on. And, you know, just a reminder that even if you've read, you know, billion books on certain aspects, putting them into practice, that's a whole different other thing. And so, yeah, I think now we'll make a part two, which explains the sermon. I hope this testament actually helps you understand a little bit where this sermon is coming from and what it's actually, you know, trying to avail to you or communicate what God's trying to communicate to you and me mostly, and to teach me what God is trying to teach me in this season. And I hope it helps. I hope that God speaks to you and, you know, you get to have that extra file to as a reference when you face a similar situation. So yeah, I hope you have a wonderful evening. I will catch you in part two of this. All right.